Unit 3. Between Cultures. 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. Listen to the short dialogues only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question. 1. Dinner reservations in Spain are generally from 8 p.m. Am I right, Professor?
No. Make your reservations for 10 p.m.
Question. When do people in Spain generally have supper in the restaurant?
Two. To open a gift in the presence of the giver is to risk embarrassment. Is it true in Asian countries?
Yes. In Asia, the recipient of a gift will place the gift aside.
Question. Why is it that in Asia, people won't open the gift before the giver?
3. Sport-related gifts are often appreciated.
Of course, you need to know your client's sport. In the Caribbean, you'll find golf, tennis, and fishing.
Question. To whom will the sport-related gifts be given?
4. Do you remember what euphemism is?
Yeah. It's a word or phrase which is used in a polite way about a difficult subject to make other people comfortable or to show respect.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. Could I ask where the restroom is?
It's at the other end of the corridor by the elevator.
Question. What will the man probably do? 2. Listen to a long conversation twice. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
What have been your own experiences with culture shock?
Well, I think, generally speaking, we could say that there are 4 stages of cultural shock.
Would you explain in detail?
Yes. First of all, the honeymoon stage. To the visitor, everything seems new and strange. The food, the surroundings, the buildings. And it produces a desire to look around, to experiment, to explore.
What would happen during the second stage?
The second stage is the horror stage, where the newness disappears and the visitor sees the country in a different light and often begins to criticize the country, the life, and the values of the people.
How strange the feeling is.
The next stage, we could say, is the humor stage, where people begin to reflect back and laugh at their mistakes in the earlier stages.
I expect a good outcome during the last stage.
Yes, you can. The final stage, we could say, is the home stage, where people begin to feel at home and enjoy living in that foreign country.
Questions. 1. How does a person view the new culture in the first stage of culture shock?
2. What are the symptoms of the second stage of culture shock?
3. What is the third stage of culture shock?
4. What statement by the visitor best describes the home stage?
5. What is the best title for this conversation? What have been your own experiences with culture shock?
Well, I think, generally speaking, we could say that there are four stages of cultural shock.
Would you explain in detail?
Yes. First of all, the honeymoon stage. To the visitor, everything seems new and strange. The food, the surroundings, the buildings. And it produces a desire to look around, to experiment, to explore.
What would happen during the second stage?
The second stage is the horror stage, where the newness disappears and the visitor sees the country in a different light and often begins to criticize the country, the life, and the values of the people.
How strange the feeling is.
The next stage, we could say, is the humor stage, where people begin to reflect back and laugh at their mistakes in the earlier stages.
I expect a good outcome during the last stage.
Yes, you can. The final stage, we could say, is the home stage, where people begin to feel at home and enjoy living in that foreign country.
Questions. 1. How does a person view the new culture in the first stage of culture shock?
2. What are the symptoms of the second stage of culture shock?
3. What is the third stage of culture shock?
4. What statement by the visitor best describes the home stage?
5. What is the best title for this conversation?